It's hard to understand you, Michael.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. In item five, we changed item five as follows. LSB members shall sign up with the secretary for the committees on which they are interested in serving, but must serve and show up on the committees for the first three meetings to maintain their membership. At the first three meetings of the year, anyone who has previously served on the same committee or LSB members who have expressed their intention to join will be eligible to vote. We already made that change. So I'm suggesting that to bring number 10 in conformity with that, we would say pro tem officers will be elected at the committee's first meeting of the year with all members in good standing in attendance able to vote. That means people who were previously on the committee from the prior year, LSB members who expressed their intention to join the committee, would all be able to vote. It leaves open the possibility that other people will have become members by participating for the first time and attend three meetings, and so permanent officers will be elected at the third meeting following a roll call that determines the voting membership and quorum. So at the third meeting, after the roll is taken, the membership of the committee will be determined at that point, and it does not specify that only LSB members can chair committees, and that's a separate question to be taken up at a separate time. And I'll repeat, the point of this was to put down in writing common sense rules that allow the fullest possible participation in the committee.
Okay.
But it's got to be. So are there any objections, understanding that it might get changed later based on additional experience and practice, but we need to have something that can be adopted. So I will send around again to everybody as it was amended, and we'll add it to the...
It's hard to hear you, Michael.
I'm sorry, I dropped the thing again because I was trying to copy out the language. I said I will send it as amended around again. I'm considering it adopted by the committee for recommendations of the LSB. It will be added to the agenda of the LSB that goes out.
Okay. Can you call the question? We don't have to call the question.
Yes, I'm saying I didn't hear objections to the thing in its entirety, so we're considering it adopted by the governance committee recommended.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Okay, so then there's the question of the consent to use of electronic transmissions. I sent this around a little earlier this evening, again, with an introductory paragraph that was different from what I sent earlier, speaking to what... Beth raised. Reads as follows. Because of the continuing impact of the pandemic and the extensive geographic area covered by the transmissions and membership pool of KPFK, the local station board hereby authorizes the use of electronic or telephonic virtual attendance at meetings of the board and its committees, in whole or in part, subject to the condition that all members of any meeting can hear and be heard by other members. I think we need to have other language there because you don't want to discriminate against deaf people. So it's got to say.
I think that, sorry, this is Beth.
Go ahead.
I think that the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, probably covers you there because people can ask for reasonable accommodation. And in that case, if there's a need for it, then we can make that reasonable accommodation. But otherwise, if people don't have a specific disability, that if it's just a matter of convenience or preference or whatever, that's not a good enough reason according to the law. But the ADA will cover us to provide reasonable accommodation to those who are hearing impaired. And we are a good example of it's not even us needing to accommodate it. We already have one member who sometimes needs things repeated or whatever. Nevertheless, he manages to take part. But we are covered by the ADA. We're all covered by the ADA.
Okay, I'm going to add an asterisk and put that at the bottom.
Okay, good. And I think we should also that it should read can hear and be heard by all other members at all times. Because it's not one of the things that specifically they're excluding is for people to join vicariously through a third party,
okay.
Where and convey their input vicariously, and so it each person needs to be able to be heard and to hear and be heard by all other members at all times.
Okay, so just to be clear about part of my intent in this, I hear what you have. So I added hear and be heard by all the members throughout the meeting. My point here is that this is not just because of the pandemic. We have people who listen to Santa Barbara and people who listen to San Diego, and it's not when we're having in-person meetings, I think we need to accommodate them to be able to participate electronically or telephonically to a meeting that is being conducted in person, as I did, you may recall, with you, Beth.
Yeah.
And, I set up a free conference call that you and Andy called into a meeting that was taking place at the station.
Michael, can you please do something? I cannot understand.
I'm sorry. I was trying to type and speak at the same time. I was saying that the previous year when Beth, I think before Beth was on the LSB,
yeah.
I was able to attend meetings of the Program Oversight Committee because I set up a free conference call number. We had a meeting at the station with the PD and Andrew Weiss and Beth and maybe some other people participated on the free conference call. They could hear the meeting and they could be heard by people at the meeting. So I'm saying that this covers that there may be meetings that we start meeting in person again and we can still accommodate people for whatever reason who can't be there physically.
Yes.
And it says, and with the following consent by LSB members individually, and then I just took most of that out of, there was a document that Beth conveyed about records, but then I added the following point. The Corporation Board and its various committees may conduct meetings virtually through telephonic conference calls and or other audiovisual remote electronic technology that allow all members of the board and committees to hear and respond to each other in real time and to receive real-time communications from the public. I hereby consent to participating in meetings conducted in this manner and pledge to fulfill my responsibility to participate in making such meetings compliant with pertinent legal requirements. And then there's a sign-off by the members of the LSB where they have to give their to receive the documentation. They sign it, date it, and send it in. So, again, I would like to have, this comes up repeatedly again with Terry Goodman. He says you have to have authorization for, conducting the ballot electronically. You have to have authorization for meeting electronically. So this covers that.
Michael,
any objections?
Yes? I have a question.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Well, I have no issue with this, but I guess I am curious how you want to proceed in getting the members to sign this, because if I'm reading this right, it's causing some of our members to participate in the meeting differently. So this isn't really a motion. This is something that would get sent to the membership before Sunday and ask for them to sign it and return it. And would you be doing that in with an explanation as to why they need to sign it? I guess I'm trying to get ahead of any problems that come up.
The first part of it is a motion, and the rest of it is their agreement to consent to it. So it would be adopted by the body, and then people would sign it.
Oh, I understand. Okay, got it. So it's a it needs to be adopted in the policy that would be in the governance portion of the agenda.
Yeah, this would be a motion from governance to the LSB again, and it says the localization board hereby authorizes the use of electronic blah, blah, blah. So, okay, hearing no objections, I think we'll consider that, and I'll save that again with the slight modifications. And get it to you for the... okay, there was other... remind me of the other motions that were for governance to deal with.
There is another motion.
So there was the review of the policy protocols. There was... You don't want to do the NFC to set a timetable, right? You just want to leave that for the Finance Committee?
Right. That can wait.
Okay. And then we had motion to halt all third-party fundraising immediately and until legal accounting and policy issues are resolved. So that was through Elizabeth. I attached that. I could read it.
Can you read it, Janine?
I want to be put on the stack for this one, Michael. Thank you.
Okay.
So this was in response to her conversation with Margot. A motion to halt all third-party fundraising immediately. I'm just reading it, Elizabeth, unless you want to read it.
I didn't have a conversation with her. I had an email from her.
Yeah, I said
it's
not just
a conversation. It's an electronic conversation.
Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead.
So immediately, halt third-party fundraising immediately and until legal accounting and policy issues are resolved, whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved legal issues, and whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved accounting issues, and whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved issues of effectiveness and donor fatigue, whereas it is Pacifica policy to conduct all business consistent with Pacifica bylaws and policy and in compliance with all applicable laws and regulation. Therefore, be it resolved that KPFK shall halt all third-party fundraising immediately until legal accounting and policy issues are resolved. So this is in relation to programmers, right?
Yes.
That are soliciting donations for outside.
Okay, so Lawrence
is the stack.
Bolina is the stack as well.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So in that order, Lawrence, Bella, and Paulina.
Thank you. There's some real concerns I have with this motion, with this iteration of, I think it's a little bit overreaching. If anything, this is a case of micromanaging. And we have entities in place. We have a Pacifica Council. We have NEDA that could provide that kind of financial information. The thing that I do agree with is programmers diverting people to their own personal websites. That I have a concern with. I also have a concern with the fact that people always say, well, that's the law, this is the law, this is the legal thing. Well, you know, charge me, but tell me what you're charging me with. I'm really not okay with continuing to hear, well, that's the law, well, this is that. Well, cite the law. You know, provide a link or whatever. So what I like to do, I like to make a motion to have this refer to the Pacifica National Board, either governance, so it could be sent to Arthur Schwartz, our Pacifica Council, for an opinion, and also be vetted by NEDA, our financial fiscal accounting firm to determine what it is exactly that we're trying to halt here. I mean, do we stop working with the community? Do we stop working with partners that are engaged in the struggle? I understand that, you know, about the programmers and all of that, but I think this needs to be vetted by the PNB Governance Committee, so I'd like to have that sent to the PNB Governance Committee. I also like it to go to Pacifica Council for a legal opinion to see if there is any laws that are being violated. And I also like to go to NEDA. In particular, I like to hear from Anita, Tamara, or Cynthia Dobick in regards to this kind of thing. And let me just add, I also like to add our compliance officers, John Armella and Otis McClay. So that's my motion. I seek a second.
There's a motion on the floor. There's already a motion on the floor.
Second by Bella.
Well, I'm substituting that motion.
Yeah.
Second, Lawrence, motion, Bella.
Yeah, it's a substitute.
Can I make a point of whatever?
May okay, I motivate my original motion?
A root to the stack.
I'm sorry. There was a stack, a long stack.
There's a motion on the floor, right? Is that in order right now?
Yeah, your substitute motion is in order, but there was a stack that was ahead before we start talking about anything else.
I haven't been permitted to motivate my original motion yet.
You have.
Okay, no, excuse me, Bella. Please don't speak out of turn. The motion was read by Janine, and Beth, maker of the motion,
okay,
didn't say anything about it. So go ahead, Beth, and then we'll hear from Bella and Paulina, who are on the stack, and we'll come back to Ruth. Sorry.
And Ruth.
I said we'll come back to you, Ruth.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. If it turns out that, in fact, we are in compliance, that there aren't any problems, then no problem. Then we don't have to stop doing what we're doing. But I have had problems with accounting, with reporting, with accuracy as to what becomes of the money. Have been reported problems of like that have been reported to me since I first came onto the board more than a year ago, and I have yet to see those issues addressed at any level on the committees or the LSB. And some of them sound like if they bear out, they could be severe. We could be in some trouble. And specifically, this has come to me. I would rather wait and address it in closed session where I think it belongs. If those concerns can be addressed, then Judge, I didn't say never do this ever again for any reason. Nowhere in there did I say that. I said we have some unresolved issues here. Right now, the reporting, the federal reporting that's supposed to be done, CPB and FTC, I don't remember which, or both. I could dig it up. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. But we're out of compliance. We're now out of compliance. And that can come with not just penalties, but scrutiny that I don't think we want to invite. So rather than dig that hole deeper, the great Molly Ives always used to advise us that when you find yourselves in a hole, the first rule of holes is to stop digging. So rather than dig ourselves further into that hole, I suggest that we find out what's going on. And I do think that we'll need to make some efforts to comply here. And I would welcome hearing from John Almella in particular, Arthur Schwartz, if he would. I don't want to see this kind of shunted aside. This is a specific KPF case.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you made your point, Beth.
Chair, can I go back, please?
Yeah, we have a stack. It's Bella, Molina, and Ruth.
Okay, Okay, so am I on, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I agree with Lawrence. This is absolutely overreaching. Let me tell you what has been really going on. There is an issue, Beth. Absolutely, there is an issue here. The issue between Paola can be called into question, illegal endorsements, all of that. This is an area that really needs to be looked into. But your motion is overreaching in all respects. But what is really going on at the station is that Spanish language programmers have presented proposals to do third-party fundraising for countries in Central and South America. And they have been denied the opportunity. So if we really want to dig into this, that is the reality. And that is the racism that has lived at KPFK for a number of years. So let's talk about that sometime. The very person that wanted to put forth a third-party program to raise funds for a very hard-hit region in Central America last 2 years ago came, called in and came to the, no, he called in. He was not able to attend the physical LSB meeting. He made an incredible presentation. And he was denied. Aniel Stufield ignored the cost. So why is it that one programmer is given free rein? That is the issue that I would like to discuss. Is it good for some, not for all? Thank you.
Paulina, then Ruth.
Michael, did you hear me request after Ruth?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
After Ruth. Paulina? Did we lose you? Come back to Ruth.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm very
ahead.
Glad that, yes, thank you. I'm so glad that everybody has been able to refrain from referring to specific programmers as, in question. And because it is delicate. And I agree with Beth that it's very important to have the law understood. Now, my understanding is the following, that management has cleared certain shows, certain programs to do, for instance, I don't know, basically to raise funds that will go, I don't know, 40-60% to a cause, a noble cause, whatever, cause X, a hurricane in a particular Central American country, 40% to Pacifica, to KPFK specifically. There's paperwork to be done. We, as Spanish language programmers, have done that, actually. We've also partnered with community organizations where, you know, part of the proceedings would go to them, part to us. I don't know how well we did, but we tried. I'm thinking at this point, I would agree with Lawrence that this should be a national issue, that this should go through our lawyers, that this is a legal matter, not necessarily a political matter. Although it is, it has been. I agree with Bella that our management in the past has been partial, as in not equally open to, let's say, work with Spanish language programmers as opposed to other programmers, which is a problem. But yes, I would support definitely, but I would not support halting current efforts, especially if they've done the actual paperwork, because there's paperwork to be done. I've done it. You know, and so I don't think it's true that we don't know what the legal procedure is. There is a way, right? There's a, you just have to sign a waiver with the FCC so that you can raise funds on the air for a an institution that's not yours. It's a simple procedure. It just needs to be done. In the past, the problem is Bella is absolutely right. The problem is some of us have been told that we just can't. And some of us, or others, yet others, have had open access to doing that. And I would say not necessarily stop those who are already doing it with the legal procedure in place. No reason to stop them from fundraising if they're doing it successfully and with the legal caveats, with all the paperwork signed, all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. Let them keep going. But all the others who may not have done it, of course, yeah, we need to stop if that's going on. Thank you.
Okay, Ruth, I'm sorry, Ruth and Lawrence and myself.
This is just a quick comment. I have no problem at all with, third-party fundraising as long as it is not during a KPFK fundraising event for the station. Because if we need to do a fundraising event because the station is in trouble, we need those funds to go to the station. It's the other causes that people are talking about are very important, but if the station is going down, then those causes become, this is not to minimize it, but discretionary. They can be done at non-fundraising times when the station is in a critical state. And that's my comment.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Jay. Am I recognized? Lawrence?
Yeah, go ahead and then me.
Okay. So there has been, I have attended community fundraisers that were not sponsored, in particular Spanish language fundraisers that were denied sponsorship from the station. And I've been to fundraisers that have been sanctioned and supported by the station. So my motion addresses the concerns that everybody have, and I would agree with Ruth that those are fundraisers, but I could give you many, many examples, but I'll just give you two. Hurricane Katrina, that wasn't done during fund drive. There was a special fundraising effort for Hurricane Katrina, and right. A lot of us went to New Orleans. I didn't go, but the general manager with her leadership went, Eva Georgia. Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, the earthquake in Guatemala, other disasters that we've loaned our air to were very successful. And it gives us cred. It gives us radio cred. So
right.
My motion specifically mentions that it has to go, the substitute motion specifically mentions that it should go to Arthur Schwartz for a legal opinion. Then there's finances that are involved, so it should go to NEDA for a financial opinion. And then the compliant officers that I've mentioned, John Armella and Otis McClay, who are our CPB FCC compliance officers. And then I wanted to go to the PNB Governance Committee to also vet it for bylaws and articles of incorporation concerns. So that's the motion that I put forward in substituting best concerns, because I share those same concerns. But we have entities in place in our governance that addresses that. But again, I caution against us partnering up with causes, because that's as long as those, as Lala Guerra would say, as long as the dots are dotted, connected, right? May she rest in peace. Then I think we should. I hope that you will support the motion. Thank you.
Your motion?
Yeah, Lawrence? The substitute.
Hang on a second, Lawrence. I typed this up so far. The use of third-party fundraising by Pacifica stations over the air should be referred to Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council, to the compliance officers, to the NETA accountants, and to the BNB Governance Committee.
Yes, Chair. That's the motion.
Okay, so...
This is Beth. I'd like to add...
I heard you, Beth. Hang on a second. I guess I have the floor because I put myself on the stack. I want to add a couple of things. I think that we need to express something about the urgency, for one thing. And in particular, because I just looked at it, this is something that Kim Kaufman brought up in relation to this issue. On the KPFK public file under third-party fundraising, there is nothing. And
exactly.
That's a major problem that has to be dealt with immediately. So I think we should call attention to that problem and in addressing and in referring it to those bodies. I think we have to call attention to the fact that that lack of compliance is very serious. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, one of the things that brings this up at this point, given that it hasn't been addressed until this point, is that the Pacifica is due to renew a number of licenses this year, including our own. And I had heard indirectly, I haven't spoken with him myself, but I've heard indirectly that Don Almela in particular is very concerned about this. So I would like to add to that list of people that should vet this or vet our current practices, the FCC compliance lawyers that have been retained to work on renewing our licenses. I think they're more likely to be able to pinpoint what our issues are and how to fix them than just anybody. And I would also like to report that I raised the question to Barry Brooks during the Finance Committee today. I asked whether our accounting bookkeeping practices for this have been changed recently, because when I first floated this motion, I got pushed back from the GM, who said he'd authorized this, and that was conflicting with an email from him earlier, when he first got here, saying that wasn't to be done. And so that was confusing. And so I asked for clarification today, and the response I got was that our bookkeeping has not changed about this, at least not any time recent. He couldn't report any recent change. And so that just calls the question again. I don't want this to be an obstacle to us doing viable, legitimate fundraising for any purpose. I'm concerned about this issue being politicized, because it's not in any way about that. I just don't want, if we're going to get in trouble, it should be on some principled issue and not just because we blundered into or just kind of forgot to do what we're supposed to do. You know, I want to keep us out of trouble. That keeps it will help ratchet down our legal costs over time, because that's one of the places that Pacifica tends to just bleed out. So that's the motivation behind it. So I would like to see this go run past the FCC lawyers too. Thanks, our FCC lawyers, not
Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Paulina requests that. Mr. Bella to the staff.
Okay. All right, let me read what I have so far, and then I heard Paulina and Bella. The issue of third-party fundraising by Pacifica stations over the air should be referred immediately to Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council, to the compliance officers, to the NETA accountants, to the PMB Governance Committee, and to the FCC compliance attorneys the foundation has retained. We note that the KPFK public file of the FCC has no data or files in the folder on third-party fundraising by non-commercial educational stations. Questions have also been raised about the bookkeeping and fulfillment of commitments made to third parties in such fundraising. So Bella and then Paulina.
Mr. Chair, regarding bookkeeping, some people do not understand what bookkeeping means. Signatories to checks does not constitute bookkeeping. That is a governance managerial situation. It does not regard bookkeeping. So when Beth asked that question of the business manager today, there was no time for me to make that correction. We were running into our 6:30 adjournment time. So please be careful when you say bookkeeping. Bookkeeping is a cycle of data entry and data governance.
I know.
Okay. So I have the floor. I have the floor.
Well, don't tell me what I do and don't
know. Okay, excuse
me.
I'm sorry. Beth, please refrain from interrupting.
So as a professional full-charge bookkeeper of many years, each company, each organization has a number of signers to each check, which is divorced from the bookkeeping cycle.
Bella, please.
I am addressing your motion. I am addressing your language that the bookkeeping area should be removed because it is in conflict. It is talking about bookkeeping. Bookkeeping is an entire cycle. So please put it in the proper context. Thank you.
I'm talking about the proper context. I'm saying they're not keeping records of what money is owed to which third parties. They're not recording what portion of the money that's raised in the fund drive is actually coming to the station.
Okay, you did not say that. You did not say
that. No, that's what I meant by bookkeeping. What do you think I mean by bookkeeping? The bookkeeping.
Well, I did not hear that.
Paulina has the floor.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly right, what Michael said. Unfortunately now it's probably worse because we with management changes, etc., there isn't necessarily as much consistency. So I also wanted to stress very much, as secretary of the foundation with a fiduciary duty to the foundation, that our compliance officer, John Elmella, has expressed extreme concern about compliance with all procedures because our licenses are going to be renewed. Thank you, Beth, for reminding us of that. So, once again, I support Lawrence's substitute motion, and I suggest we go to a vote on it.
Eric to the stack for a friendly, potentially friendly amendment. I don't know.
Go ahead, Eric. Quickly, please.
Lawrence, would you consider it friendly to make a part of Beth's spirit anyway, to recommend that management consider some type of pause in the activity pending feedback to be obtained as soon as possible from the parties that we're referring it to by your motion? I don't know whether it's ongoing, and Paulina was quite right. We probably shouldn't talk too specifically, but especially if it's paused anyway.
I find that to be very friendly.
I'm sorry, one person at a time.
I find that
please.
To be friendly, but
the floor.
I find Eric, my brother Eric's suggestions to be very friendly. I think that's something that we could ask, but not insist on.
Yes.
Bella, to the stack, I object. Because that is tantamount to holding.
I didn't get that, Bella. Can you repeat that? Tantamount to
holding, which is what Beth motion, original motion, asked for.
Well, just pausing for the short time it would take for some, you know, as soon as possible feedback.
No, but management can be informed.
Okay. All right, so it's a dispute. We're just going to vote on it.
This is Beth to the staff.
Go ahead, quickly.
If we have any reason to believe that we are doing something that is not in compliance with the law, and we don't make an effort to stop that, then we become complicit. We're not in a position to sanction illegal behavior.
What law are you mentioning, Beth? Please, cease doing that. That's why we're trying to refer the motion to the appropriate people.
My motion was to wait until we can get clarity on this. There are FCC regulations. There are CPB regulations.
That was not your motion, Beth. Your motion was completely different. My substitute motion clarified on the actions we need to take as a governance body.
Call the question.
I'm trying to write some language that corresponds to what Eric raised. And excuse me. Don't interrupt me, Bella. I'm trying to write some language that corresponds to what Eric raised and Lawrence accepted. Give me a chance to type it for a second. I'll read it to you. We'll see if everybody agrees with it. Okay, I added the following sentence. We recommend that management pause such fundraising until we get further clarification from the officers and attorneys mentioned above.
Thank you, Michael. Could I ask that you read the whole motion?
Yes, I'll read the whole thing, and then there was an objection. The issue of third-party fundraising by Pacifica stations over the air should be referred immediately to Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council, to the compliance officers, to the NEPA accountants, to the PMB Governance Committee, and to the FCC compliance attorneys the foundation has retained. We note that the KPFK public file with the FCC has no data or files in the folder on third-party fundraising by non-commercial educational stations. Questions have also been raised about the bookkeeping on fulfillment of commitments made to third parties in such fundraising. We recommend that management pause such fundraising until we get further clarification from the officers and attorneys mentioned above.
Good.
Now, Michael,
Bella, you're objecting to the last sentence. Is that correct?
I am asking. I have a point of information.
You are
actually asking the station to cease any third party outreach right now. That is what you are doing. Is that correct?
Yes, I said you're raising an objection. Is that correct, Bell? You're raising an objection to the last
sentence.
We recommend.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that's what it's doing. We recommend that management pause such fundraising until we get further clarification from the officers and attorneys mentioned above. Are there other objections?
Chair, this is Paulina.
Go ahead.
I want to a point of clarification. I heard Bella just say that the language suggests that we're recommending that any activity to third parties, to outreach to third parties should be ceased. I didn't read it that way. I believe what this motion says is that we recommend that management cease all on air, third-party fundraising.
Yes, pause.
Pause until immediate clarification. And I would add some language there. Here's the thing. I wish I could say unless cleared with legal, previously cleared with legal counsel, and maybe there are you know, because I'm thinking Pacifica National. I know that, I mean, maybe other stations are doing it with actually having consulted with council. Maybe we're raising a storm. What's it called? Storm
in the teacup.
But yeah, exactly. Thank you. But it's prudent. It behooves us to do so, at least on paper, to protect ourselves and the foundation from possibly losing the license because somebody might bring up, look, you did this. I don't think it's about what our intent, from my understanding, is not to thwart our community outreach. Not at all. We can continue doing community outreach. What we shouldn't do without having first consulted with council is raising money on the air for other causes. That part goes to Pacifica, part goes to the other cause. I know that, like I said previously, I reiterate, my understanding is that there is paperwork for that, but the problem is the bookkeeping or the fact that we really don't know if the money then later actually went to those organizations, as because as Michael said, well, we don't have a file there. And secretary of the foundation, I'm extremely concerned. So there we go. I would definitely support the motion right away. Thank you.
Okay, so I added the word further clarification or clearance from the offices of attorneys mentioned above. If the only objection is Bella's, I think we can dispense with a vote on that. Hearing no other objection, I will send this to everybody.
I did not object to Lawrence Reyes' amendment. You rewrote amendment.
I understand that. Your objection was to the last sentence. The objection was noted. It'll be noted in the minutes. But
To be paused. Right.
Yes.
Point of procedure.
Go ahead.
Request for information, Chair. Lawrence.
Okay. First, Paulina, then Lawrence.
I believe we're supposed to vote on every amendment, right, separately, or at least ask for whether there are no objections, and then once again on the amended motion, and then the other amended motion,
so
one by one, until we get to the very top. Thanks.
Okay. So what I said was, if there was only one objection, the objection is noted, and the amendment is incorporated, and then I just sent everybody the language if you want to look at it. Lawrence, what was your point?
That was not our question.
Yeah, Paulina's correct. We vote on the amendment first, Paulina, the substitute first, and then if the substitute passes, it makes the main motion moot.
Correct.
We vote on the main motion as amended again.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Paulina's correct,
Okay.
Michael,
what is it, Bella?
That you amended Lawrence's motion.
Yes, there was an amendment to Lawrence. Excuse me, I'll clarify again. There was an amendment to Lawrence's motion, which he basically accepted, which I wrote out, was Eric's amendment. The only objection to that amendment was you, Bella, so with no other objections, we dispensed with the vote and we added that to the motion.
I understand.
I just sent everybody the entire motion, which is now Lawrence's substitute for Beth's original motion. And if people will check their email just to make sure that they're okay with it, I'll ask if there are any objections.
Does it start with the issue of third-party fundraising?
Yes.
Okay.
It just came, 9:47. No,
I have it. Have it. I'm going to copy-paste.
So are there objections to that as amended? Okay, hearing none, so that's the main motion, and I assume there are no objections to it as the main motion. So that will also be incorporated into the Governance Committee report to the LSB. And it's up to the LSB to actually pass it and send it along to the appropriate officers. Okay,
so how many motions, Mr. Chair, how many motions do we have now on tab for the agenda? There should be two, right?
There's the membership policy, there's the consent to electronic meetings and information, and there's this one. Those are all from governance to the LSB. They have to be put on the agenda. So can we look quickly at the draft agenda, either the Google Doc or the PDF of the last time, whatever people want to look at, and see if we can finalize that.
Okay, Michael, I'm sending it now. I have it online, but I can send it.
So we have three motions.
All right, so talking about the May 16th LSB agenda now. We have the call to order and opening business, land acknowledgement, roll call, approve the proposed agenda, specific mission statement, consider excused absence requests, appeal for donations and memberships for KPFK, appoint a timekeeper, approve the minutes from previous meetings, set times for future meetings, set times certain for adjournment. That's the opening business, 15 minutes given to that.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Regarding the reading the Pacifica mission statement, we had previously agreed that we would always have one of the newer members read that in part so that they become accustomed to it, and in part so that we're introduced to them. And we've tended to let that lapse. And I would like to propose that maybe if she's willing, Janine, as the secretary, could take on the task of inviting a specific one of the most, because you've got the tally of who's the most recent and who would have read it last, so that task is given to one specific person, and it'll get done each time. There will be an invitation to a specific person who will read it. Is that agreeable?
Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella. I don't know if it's somebody's heartbeat or something on the line. It's going boom, 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 boom.
Hello?
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. It seems to me like Rocio Rivas should be the next person to read it, the mission statement. She's on the call, right?
As far as I know.
Yes, Bella,
Rocio,
I'm here.
Hey, Rocio, would you like to read the mission statement on Sunday?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
that
that's
really
great.
Nice.
It would
okay,
be good. I was addressing, great that we've got it taken care of for this time, but I was addressing the issue of establishing a process so that we don't have to do this again.
Okay.
Excuse
please.
Me. Bella, don't speak unless you're called on, please. Okay, I think that's a good proposal. The secretary, should consider it. Maybe we can incorporate it into the agenda each month, the designation of who it is. It involves getting somebody on. It might be easier on these calls, but a lot of people aren't on these calls. Moving on with the agenda, Roman numeral 2 is something that we used to have. I'd like to go back to implementation report on previous business. What happened to motions that we passed? Roman numeral 3 is introduction of the interim general manager and his statement. We have 10 minutes for that.
You should be given more time, Michael.
I'm sorry, Michael. I sent a revised one because the other one was old, so I just sent it as an email with new time.
Okay. All right, let me look for that. Sorry.
I am opening it.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Can I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I agree with Bella. Since we're in right smack in the middle of
of a struggling fund drive, we should definitely maybe consider giving the general manager an additional 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think Judy was saying she did give him more time, but I can't find it. So
it's 20 minutes now. It's 20 minutes now.
Okay.
She has 20 minutes. But quite honestly, he goes on. He goes. Let me tell you, he goes on for quite a while. I don't
know. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Bella. Janine, when did you send the revised agenda?
I just sent it about 4 minutes ago, or you can see it online.
So if I look at it at the Google Doc again, it'll have changed. Okay, yeah, I see that now. Okay, good. All right, so 10 minutes for the implementation of previous business, 20 minutes for the GM and discussion. Public comment number one, 10 minutes. GM search committee report and discussion, 20 minutes. So we have the main, I don't think we really need that in this agenda. Most of that was taken up at the last meeting. We did authorize the committee to proceed, and we're proceeding. We could just say that, you know, we're now in closed sessions because we're starting to get applications, and not much else we can say in an open meeting. So maybe 5 minutes or 2 minutes, I don't know, would be sufficient for that.
Okay.
Finance Committee and Treasurer's Report and Discussion, 15 minutes. Public comment number two. Roman numeral 8 is discussion of PMB directors submitted reports for 25 minutes, including within that? No. In addition? Yeah. It's not clear to me. There's 25 minutes there, but it doesn't mention the directors. It talked about the Committee of Inclusion, the Audit Committee, the Program Committee, and the PMB Development Task Force. So I think we need more time for the discussion of PMB director submitted reports because we want to have some discussion. So I would say that the time we're taking from the GM search committee should go over there, like make that 40 minutes instead of 25. In addition to the directors, we'll have reports from the committees and some discussion by LSB members, right?
Michael, should I then put an item E that is the discussion portion? After all,
I'm saying I would take a little time. Where it says discussion of PMB directives submitted reports, make it 40 minutes instead of 25, and then take a little time. A should be the directors. And then the Committee of Inclusion, the Audit Committee, Program Committee, I think less time for each of the two committees and then some time for LSB discussion. So that would be A through F, I guess. The directors and the committees and the discussion.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Oh, no, that's not it. Trying to open it again. The item where it says setting time for future meetings, do we have a suggestion that, are we opening it up to suggestions from all, or what's going on? Is that
can I jump in on that? I took that out because I believe we resolved it in the last meeting. Unfortunately, the one I sent out at the beginning of this governance meeting was left over. You know, I kept all the same items on there, but I realized that we did discuss that in the last meeting.
Yeah, so it's still down here. There's some typos there. The most recent draft is still a little wonky, Janine. So you have Roman numeral 1, A, B, C, D,
H E F J K. So just take out the J and correct the lettering, you know, blah, blah.
Right. I'm cleaning that
up. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for catching that. Local community
there is, Mr. Chair, Janine, uh-huh. there is a typo, and the typo is under. Oh, darn. I just corrected it. It's under motion to request management. It should be pause. It says plus.
Thank you.
And fundraising, fundraising needs to be separated. And third
Eric.
Party with a hyphen.
Eric to the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
I think you should put in the item Bella was just referring to, motion to recommend, well, I don't know, this part's a recommendation or just something we're moving that be done, but motion to request the council guidance and request management pause. In other words, to include the fact that we're requesting legal guidance, not just requesting management pause. Could you add that phrase?
Yeah, my suggestion is just say motion on third-party fundraising. Motion on air third-party fundraising. Keep it simple, and the motion will be there with all the bells and whistles.
That's fine, too.
Yeah, so, okay, so we have local committee reports, 40 minutes. I'm not sure why it's 21 minutes for the governance committee. It seems very precise, but motion to propose membership policy, motion to adopt consent to use of local transmissions. It's not just transmissions, actually. It's transmissions and teleconferences or something. Anyway, that's fine. Motion to motion on your third-party fundraising. Outreach committee is the town hall, basically fundraising. I don't think that, again. Program oversight, community advisory board. Anything happening with that?
No.
I didn't do anything, I'll have to say. I've been so swamped with the GM search stuff.
But
all right.
But we could stress that we need community participation so that they can sign up. We said this before, but we have to keep harping on it.
Yeah, I'll check in with Mo Thomas and see if we can get some on-air cards and something.
Yeah.
Public comment period for 10 minutes, new business, and adjournment.
So we only have 3 public comments, right?
For 10 minutes each, it's a half hour.
Okay, because we normally have 4 spread out. But, okay.
So I just sent a third revision. Sorry to make you look at another one, but it's got the cleaned up items and the different times allotment.
I did not understand that, Janine. I'm so sorry.
Google Doc or something.
Right. I just downloaded the Google Doc that you're looking at, Michael, into a Word doc and sent it to everyone on the call.
Okay. Let me refresh my inbox.
Oh, so now I have to work with another one.
Oh. Well, just a lot of changes.
Going back to my sense folder, I don't know why I couldn't.
I still do not feel that 20 minutes is sufficient for the IGM. on his first visit. Oh, wait a minute. He joined us last month, didn't he?
Yeah, it's the second. He was here for the meeting last month. Okay, so we have...
Paulina would request to be recognized, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Janine, I'm looking at your third revision. So right now it's items A, B, C, D, H, E, F.
Yes.
Yeah.
It still has J.
That's right.
It still has J.
Not that it should work
in future meetings.
But, you know.
The last one should be G. Yeah.
So I would say if we can, I'm sorry to keep making these changes, but 195 minutes is over 3 hours. And I just don't think we can ask people to do that. So I think we should shave 5 minutes off the call to order and open business. And five minutes off Roman numeral 8 and Roman numeral 9. Make it 40 and 35 because, or maybe take off the new business. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I wasn't getting the other item, so I brought the call to order down.
Yeah.
We're at 1:09.
Yeah. So I'm saying to take off 10 minutes somewhere else. My recommendation would be, my preference is that if we have new business, we just refer it to committee. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
If we can, you know, maybe 5 minutes max for new business and take off 5 minutes on the 45-minute item, make it 40. And call it 180 minutes.
Chair, I have a question. This is Paulina.
Go ahead.
I believe we have some maybe closed session business to discuss. Are we going to be doing a closed session agenda for this meeting? Perhaps not necessary. Maybe we can discuss in governance first. Can I perhaps... would it be appropriate to make a motion for us to briefly go into closed session to discuss the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendum and the participation of parties in debates and how the LSBs may be able to facilitate the work of the NES in that regard? I feel like that's probably a perhaps a closed session item. What do you think?
I agree. I should definitely consider that. I agree.
Why that's closed session.
It doesn't have to
be. Well, actually, let's think about it. The only reason why it might be closed session is a good question, Michael.
All right, thank you. We had a special meeting last month on the bylaws. That was completely open, and you know, we took a lot of public comment, so I don't see why anything has to be closed about it. Lawrence and Bella.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think this is a closed session item. What we're looking for is people from both sides, right? That's what Renee needs. People from both sides to serve as advisors, right? So
correct.
So I don't think that's close, Paulina.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for
okay. All right. Bella, so is this something? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out where to put on the agenda. Is this something that could come up from the directors, since the bylaws election is actually under the PMB authority?
Yeah, I'm gonna be engaging in a debate. For full disclosure, I'm gonna be engaging in a debate. I think in June sometime. With Beth Keane from KPFA and the Yes Side.
Yeah, right, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm saying as a PNB director, can one of the PNB directors raise this question of trying to make sure that there are people from both sides?
Sure. Beth, you want to do that, Beth, or you want me to do it?
Michael, I am on the stack.
Okay, hang on a second.
Do you want me to handle that in my report, or do you want to do it?
Why don't you go ahead and do it? You've been more involved with that aspect than I have been.
Okay. So I'll do it, Chair.
We'll squeeze that into the PNB Director's reports, Paulina, as a agenda item. Yeah, that's where it'll come up. Bella, what is your point?
Okay, I fully disagree. I think it should be something that we, as a board body, should sponsor, and that should be a line item. I fully disagree. Yes, it can be mentioned, of course, referenced through any report, director's report, but we need to take the initiative here. We are against the wall here. So the KPFA board spent over 30 minutes in their agenda illegally. They actually had a line item to promote the New Day Pacifica in March, on March 20th. They promoted the New Day Pacifica bylaw, okay? I reported that to the NES. There has been no action that I know of as of yet. The major violation that they forced the minority board members into that over their objection. And we cannot address this? This is not good. So I'm glad Paulina brought it up. It should be new business. Call it what you will. This is very critical. And, yes, we need to spend the time on that. Maybe give it 10 minutes, but the public needs to know. And then what we could do, the public comments can come, because we're going to hear from them. It will then be announced during the director's report. Then the public can comment. And then we can hold a session right there.
Okay, so here's my recommendation. Roman numeral 2, which is implementation report on previous business.
Yeah,
The last business we conducted was the special meeting on the bylaws in which the local station board voted to oppose them.
Okay.
So I think implementation would have to do with how we publicize the fact that the local
the
station board.
Board
voted to oppose the New Day Pacifica bylaws revision.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
Michael?
Is that right? Uh-huh.
Also, I CC'd you and Paulina today on an email to Renee. That's the second email that I've sent to her. I was elected to be on the elections committee, and she hasn't been responding to my emails. So I don't know when those types of meetings and planning start to happen. And so I'm just wondering, and maybe this will come up at the meeting, but maybe we can involve her in something. I know that that's a big step, but I feel like I'm not, it's not being, you know, not being properly prioritized.
Okay. All right. Lawrence, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I would like to speak to that. And Sister Janine is right in regards to that committee has not convened. And either Beth or I could have a conversation with Alex to ask for a convener at the next PNB meeting.
Okay, so let's give a minute or so to that under the, where we have the national committees, we have the audit committee, the program committee, the development task force. Why don't we give, you know, a minute or two from the program committee to the question of the elections committee, and Janine, you could explain that you were elected to it and it hasn't been convened yet. We're trying to, you know, get that going.
The New Day Pacific is going to love that.
This is Felina requesting to be recognized, please.
Go ahead.
Well, I'd like clarity. So, you're saying that there should be an item F under 9 that says the elections.
Well,
that's not a local committee. Michael, was I recognized before Janine spoke? Well, I'm just trying to clarify.
I'll speak to. I'll help this.
Okay.
This item.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Which is what. So, my understanding is that any member of a national committee can convene the committee. So, please, if you have been elected to the election committees, go ahead and convene it. Thank you. That's all.
Point of information, Paulina, do you have a list of who is on the National Elections Committee?
I certainly do.
If you do, can you share that with Janine and the contact information?
I certainly can. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Janine, please do remind me to do so. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Taking care of business. There we go. All right. So, but do include it under the in Roman numeral 8 somewhere before the discussion, a brief report. And if you've gotten it convened by then you can announce when and how it's going to meet. Or if not, you can say that you're trying to convene it. Okay. I think we're done. Are we done?
I have a little proofreading catch before we adjourn.
Yeah,
that item in Roman 12, Janine, it says motion 2 on air third party fundraising. Could that be changed to motion regarding or motion on air third party fundraising? It doesn't work with the word 2. T.O.
Roman numeral 9.3.
Oh, I don't know what it is in the current version. I thought it was Roman 12. No? The very latest?
No. No. That's not the one I'm looking at from the email. I don't know.
It's 9.3. Motion to request management to pause. It should say
It's just motion regarding on-air third-party fundraising.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I suggest. Okay,
so I guess I do have the following question regarding, somebody correct me, I think that LSBs are allowed to produce a CART regarding their position on the bylaws revision, is that right?
Yes. Based on the
Okay, so I'll try to
work. I don't know. I think Paulina might know. Paulina, you know?
I can't recall right now what we ended up agreeing on, but it would make sense to me, but I do have to review my notes, whether I
right,
be
so
any... I, yeah,
let's
be
let's
any...
Try to,
remind me,
let's
but...
Try to, yeah, let's
the
try to check on that.
Out, the NES sent out instructions that it could either be national or local stations can form, coalesce, create their on-air part. So everything has to go through her. Everything has to go through her.
Right.
So I'll check, and if it is the case, we'll try to figure out how a few people can record something, a brief CART, and we can announce it as part of that implementation report.
My understanding is that everything does have to go through Renee, and so we would have to work with her on a script or whatever it is, but I really don't recall that the details. In any case, absolutely. If that's something that can be done, we should do it.
Yeah. All right. I'll check with her. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'm sorry I got a little hot under the collar earlier, but it is 10:20 now.
Thank you, Michael.
This meeting will be open a lot sooner. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Janine.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.